Hi, it's Sylvia Presley from Voice, and today I'm recording another piece for our Advent calendar, which you can find at nfpvoice.com/adventcalendar under today's date. Today I'm going to talk about the rules of blogger engagement. Funnily enough, yesterday we had a conversation with British Agent Trust about engaging ambassadors, so I think some of you might find it really useful. Before I start talking about particular points of those rules, I would like to mention that as an agency, we obviously have a code of ethics and the way we engage with bloggers and the way we engage with bloggers on our own behalf or on behalf of the client. But I also think, from my experience with business ethics, with online ethics, that the same rules apply to particular brands or individuals engaging bloggers in their ambassador programs. So let's just look at the 14 points we have on our website. You can have a look at them as well at nfpvoice.com. But basically, I'll try to put it in the perspective of a particular campaign and explain what they mean. We say that we engage with bloggers hoping to contribute to their online reputation and social capital. Basically, we reach out to online content creators who will find a particular campaign relevant, and they will learn, they will build on their engagement for their own purposes. So engaging bloggers is not about using bloggers to achieve your own particular goals. It's about mutual respect and exchange of information and ensuring that what you provide the bloggers with, all the unique experiences and content you give them, actually contributes to their own spaces and to their own networks. You bring them, you raise their profile, you bring, you build their networks, you help them build their networks, so to say. So we always make sure that the campaigns are relevant. You need to do a little bit of research to make sure that the people you're writing to are actually going to be happy to get involved. We make sure that we always clearly state who is the person, who is the brand that we're acting on behalf of, so the bloggers clearly can decide whether they want to get involved or not. We do not get in touch with bloggers who do not state clearly on the blog that they want to be contacted. So if they don't post their email address, for example, or don't state in the about section, contact me on this through this particular channel, you know, tweet at me, or get in touch through email, or this is the contact form, we assume that they don't want to be contacted. It's a pretty general rule. We do our best to engage initially through personal channels of communication. So this is obviously up to discussion, and I know that some engaged bloggers in London, for example, like to be engaged through comments, but generally speaking, we prefer to engage through personal channels of communication to be able to explain the rules of the engagement, to be able to explain what we're providing the ambassadors with. We don't expect the engaged bloggers to be writing about the experiences in a particular way. So we don't really control what the bloggers are going to say. We can help them curate their content. We can help them to promote that content, to raise their profile and their audiences, and obviously raise the profile of the brand. But we do not expect them to have a particular opinion. We respect the freedom of speech, and you have to be prepared that if you engage ambassadors of your brand, they will be honestly giving you their opinion about your products, your services, your campaigns. We do, however, encourage them to disclose the relationship with agency and with the brands that are behind the agency. So I think it's very important that they disclose to their readers that they've been involved in a particular campaign, so their readers can decide whether they trust the author. Their readers can decide on the objectivity of the matter. When I talk about objectivity, I think it's also important to remember that the moment you start financially rewarding your bloggers or give them products, you do affect the objectivity of what they say, whether you want it or not. So I personally strongly discourage you from doing so. There's other ways of points of blogger engagement, so I encourage you to check our website, nfpvoice.com. And if you have any questions, let me know.